studio with me, we've got Stan Nord. He's a councilman on the Town of Normal Council, and we're going to talk about this underpass. See, I was so depressed about the underpass, and I was like, oh, well, there we go, another pet project, and we really didn't need it. A senseless spending yet again in the Town of Normal. But it's even worse than I had imagined, because now they're extending this out another $6 million. So, Stan, what was the original ask for the underpass, and what is this $6 million, and who are we trying to get it from?
So the original ask, or the original estimate, was $24 million, or just shy of $24 million. And the way that I found out that now the Town of Normal is asking the federal government for $6 million more was not from the town. This is something that I read in a news report that BLN News put out.
Diane Benjamin, she
and she put out the actual document that was sent to the feds. So apparently this is true. You know, and as a council member, my gosh, you would think that the council is informed that we're begging the federal government for more money, but no, we're not. That's why I say in Normal, you are not represented by the council at all. You are ruled by Pam Reese and Chris Koos, and, you know, the council is just, something that we have to have because the state requires you have a council.
They're making it worse, and I know that we talked about this a lot yesterday, and welcome to the Morning Buzz. If you've got questions for Stan Nord regarding this extra $6 million that is going to be just thrown at this project, the underpass, text in 309-451-9299. We were talking about how government and the government of Normal, they will never have that check and balance like a business does, right? So a business, they sink costs into something and you are kind of tied to that thing. Now, if this underpass winds up being totally botched, if it just doesn't even work, or, you know, say the construction company says that it's not possible for some odd reason, you've sinked all this cost into it, there's nobody saying like, oh, well, now you're tied to this thing. We can just go back to the taxpayers and take more money from them. So this $6 million, is that going to come out of the taxpayers' pocket?
Oh, it's absolutely going to come out of the taxpayers' pocket. It's just they're asking the federal government to take it from us and then give it to the Town of Normal rather than the Town of Normal just taking it directly. And the underpass in a nutshell, Pam Reese kind of summarized this perfectly in an email that she sent to her staff, which, again, BLN News published. Mm-hmm. She said that the underpass in a nutshell is essentially, quote, $23+ million to save 50 feet. And that's exactly what it is. We are saving people who are going on an exercise trail, you know, a biking and running and walking exercise trail, from going 50 feet, it's now $30 million.
So when you say this, the 50 feet, is that like an extension to the underpass? And why do they want to put that extension? I'm trying to think of it.
We are saving them 50 feet. So if they walk across the tracks going the way that they do now versus the underpass, when the underpass is installed, it will be 50 feet less to get across the tracks. That's what that means. So $30 million to save people 50 feet of walking, biking, running.
What?
And $30 million. So this is all priorities. You know, $30 million could fix a whole lot of these potholes in the road, right?
Yeah.
You know, it could fix a lot of the brown water that neighborhoods are dealing with, couldn't it? You know, flooding. I mean, I've had people say that whenever this flooding happened here last year, that it was so bad that their toilet was actually skyrocketing water out and they had ceiling damage because of that. You know, so how many of these sewer problems could we fix with $30 million?
The infrastructure in Normal, if what you're saying, if that's true, where people, and I saw pictures of everybody's homes just totally ruined by those June floods, and we're getting close to June here. Those floods are coming again. They're going to spend $30 million on this. This is almost like, I feel like we're living in a third world or third city. You know, we are dealing with infrastructure that's so poor that you have to live in squalor. You have to live with your toilet leaking to the point where it's like shooting sewage up at your ceiling, and then you have ceiling damage.
Yeah.
But yet we, oh, don't worry. We've got this underpass, and we are saving you 50 feet of walking or 50 feet of biking by creating this underpass, and we're going to spend $23 million on it. Now it's going to be plus six, so that's going to be $30 million or $29 million?
It'd be just shy of $30 million. And, you know, projects never come in under budget if government's involved. We haven't even broken ground yet, and we're already, what is that, 25%
Mm-mm.
over budget? You know, and I predicted this whenever the council was asked to accept this federal money. I said, hey, we haven't even, or these estimates you gave, these are all based off of pre-COVID dollars. Pre-COVID estimates, you know, before like these costs of construction skyrocketed. And I said, we should get this updated. And the town staff, they were very adamant, and the mayor and some of the council, that the numbers were accurate. And I repeatedly asked this through multiple council meetings, and they kept saying, no, the numbers are good. The numbers are good. We can do it with the money we have, and the money that, or the amount we estimated. Well, as it turns out,
via
this email, the town staff has been telling the council, and by extension, the public, one story that we have enough money, but then they're telling the federal government, hey, we don't have enough money. Give us more money. So there is a severe honesty issue at the town of Normal where, you know, depending on who you are, you will get a different story.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is horrible. And if people do not want to see their tax dollars spent...
Is there something that ties the town staff to informing council members of this ask? I mean, she is coordinating with the federal government for more dollars ahead of asking the council, like, hey, is it all right if I do this? Or, I mean, is that her place? Shouldn't it be the council votes on this sort of thing to ask the federal government for more money? I would think that it would have to come to a vote. Is there any kind of clause within the Town of Normal ordinances that say, yes, the town staff has to inform the council before asking, going forward with executive decisions?
Well, I don't know if there's any, like, rule that says they have to, but I think it's very deceitful to do one thing behind your council's back if you are the only employee for the council. You know, she's making an ask on behalf of the town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, if you do that, you should have the council's support. So if there's a rule, I don't know. But even if there is a rule, who enforces that rule? It would be the council. You know, there is no separate body that enforces it. So let's say we found a rule that says you can't do X. Nobody enforces that. We have already found where the town is not following state statutes, and other municipalities have brought up the issue saying, hey, you guys are not following the rules that we have to follow. And the town says, well, tough. We don't want to follow it. And then who is actually going to step in? You know, is it the taxpayer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, are they going to hire an attorney?
Yeah.
You know, the town has an attorney, and they will simply just tax the taxpayers more to fight the taxpayers. You know, right now, the town is actually spending money to fight taxpayer protection laws that require the town take the water bill money and only use that on water system projects. So they are using the water system or the water bill where people have no choice. You have to have water to drink, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're using that as a cash cow and taking that money and diverting that to other
projects.
To other projects, which there's a state statute that says, no, if you have a water system, all those funds have to go into using the water system.
Back into the water system.
Yeah, because the legislators, they don't want taxpayers to be charged anything that the municipality wants for water. You know, they want to at least protect them so that the rates are reasonable. But Normal is now fighting that, is saying, no, we're going to spend the money how we want. And if they're successful, this is going to unravel things for the entire state. And now any municipality can charge whatever they want because the town of Normal has, you know, used taxpayer money to fight this. And I think that's horrible. But, you know, what do I do? You know, so what I did.
You have to run. We have to have people on the council who are going to outweigh the votes, because right now it's just Stan Nord voting for the way of the taxpayer all of the time.
Sure, and I have taken this issue because I'm in a spot where I've got the municipalities, outside municipalities, telling me one thing, and the town of Normal telling me another, and I'm not the judge and jury. So then my escalation route is I hand it over to the state's attorney. So I handed this over to the state's attorney and gave them all the information that these other municipalities gave me, and then what the town has given me for him to weigh in on. And, you know, then he may end up escalating it, or I may end up escalating, or taxpayers may end up escalating it to the attorney general. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in the town of Normal, you get that water bill, that rate's going up,
Kwame,
but it's
Raoul,
not going into the water system.
Kwame Raoul and the Illinois Attorney General, right? I mean, I think that they are violating state statute, then that's something that the Attorney General, the Illinois Attorney General, then has to step in and say, no, you're going against the state of Illinois, town of Normal, you can't do this. I do want to ask you about these Tesla chargers. We were talking about bills. So the town of Normal, they are not collecting any kind of money from Tesla for putting those superchargers up in Uptown Station.
Well, I think the issue is bigger than the Tesla chargers, because Tesla is like a brand name, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of electric vehicle chargers in the parking garages in Normal, right?
Yes.
So a lot of those chargers, the taxpayers pay for the power for that, all right? So the Tesla chargers, whenever those came in, you had got the document for the original approval for that. Well, apparently, the power is supposed to be paid by Tesla.
Right.
Right? So it's kind of up in the air as to whether that is or not, because I know you've received, like, some conflicting responses.
Very conflicting. So I just don't even know. I really don't understand, because at first they were telling me that, and you can check out the article on cities929.com, I was like, okay, so is Tesla, and there's a clause somewhere that says that Tesla has to, and the town of Normal, they have to come to some sort of mutually accepted, agreed upon exchange of why they are of, like, they pretty much say that it has to, you have to receive some sort of payment in order for you to put these superchargers here. And that's in, you know, town of Normal, it was an action report that the town of Normal had published, right? So you have to, in some way, collect something from Tesla. And the town of Normal came back at me and they were like, okay, well, we say that, you know, people who use those chargers tend to use the facilities in Uptown. They tend to dine. They tend to, you know, and that's okay, right? Okay, all right. Now, is that in writing somewhere that says that that is the mutually accepted, agreed upon exchange of payment of letting you keep these superchargers here and letting you use our electricity, the taxpayer electricity, because we are paying the town of Normal taxes on that electricity and they are, you know, giving Tesla electricity free of charge. It says that they can't do that, that there has to be a mutually agreed upon accepted amount that we are going to be compensated for giving you electricity. They said that it was the patrons who use that facility actually go out and dine and then they, you know, keep the businesses going. All right, whatever. That's fine. But then I received another report saying that, oh, actually, Tesla is billed separately from that and all of the bills are in their name. So which is it?
Well, so I'm actually not sure. That's why I'm saying you have received conflicting information. And I remember you asked if the town would actually give you the bills, and they said, well, they're in Tesla's name, so they can't. But I would not focus just on Tesla, because there are many more chargers out there that are not Tesla-branded chargers. And we're giving free power to people that go and plug their vehicle in the garage. So if you want free power, or at least taxpayer-paid power, you can go take your electric vehicle, go plug it in the parking garage, and get free power. You know, maybe you're not going to go plug into a Tesla one, but you can plug into one of the other ones, which I'm sure you can plug into your Tesla car.
Yeah.
You know, so it's free power, and I'm sure everybody has realized that the power bills are going up for themselves. Well, it's going to do the same thing for the town as well. A few years ago, whenever I looked into this, it was over $80,000 a year the town was spending just for power for the garages. And, you know, that's going to double probably, because that's what they're telling our power bill is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And why are we paying for free power for electric vehicles?
They're giving away freebies. The town of Normal is giving away freebies.
I would love for them to pay for my gas, for my gas car.
Yeah, I'm half tempted. If I get freebies from the town of Normal, I might just go buy me an electric car. Oh, no, I would never do that. Hey, it's the Morning Buzz. We're talking with Stan Nord. Come back on the other side of the break. We need more like Mr. Nord on the town council. Yes, I'd have to agree. And hell, most people need to walk that extra 50 feet. Yeah, I would say so too. If you're walking 50 feet, I think you're going to be all right. You'll make it. I don't need $30 million dedicated to this underpass to save us 50 feet from walking. And I do have a question for Stan Nord. We've only got a couple of minutes, but I wanted to ask you this question. We had it come in on our text line. I was thinking there was a footing already there for a walkover bridge, thinking it was poured when the train station was built. So what is that question, and how would you answer that, Stan Nord? He's with me here on the Morning Buzz with Kat Peterson.
Yes, the original plan was to put an overpass, and the town said, no, we wanted an underpass. But the footings for the overpass have already been installed on the north side of the tracks whenever they did City Hall. So those footings are there to put the overpass to connect the current Amtrak station with the old Amtrak station on the south side of the tracks. So those footings are already there. Now, here's been my prediction the entire time. The underpass will get built. Then Amtrak's going to look and see that, hey, this doesn't work because we're going to have ice, snow. Somebody's going to slip and fall. And then they're going to say, okay, we can't have this for our customers. And they're going to put the overpass in, and we'll have both an overpass and an underpass.
And then would they keep the underpass still?
Yeah. Yep.
But if it causes a problem for Amtrak,
then Amtrak is going to then make sure that the overpass gets built to connect the north Amtrak station and the south Amtrak station. You understand there's going to be two Amtrak stations there, right?
Yeah.
One on each side of the tracks. So they will be connected by an overpass, so that way people can take an elevator up. They don't have to worry about the rain, snow, sleet, you know, stuff like that. And that'll be for the Amtrak customers. The people want to be inside, and the people that want to exercise, they'll take the underpass. So we'll end up with both of them. That is my prediction, and we'll see what happens.
We're going to have both of them.
If they
ask for an extra $6 million for the overpass when they start to build that overpass because inevitably Amtrak needs it, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it when they start asking the federal government for money that they apparently just didn't realize that they needed.
And all of this is just the consequence of elections. And a lot of the folks elected, they said that they would do this, so they're being truthful. Mm-hmm. It's just the voters voted them in, and now they complain.